This is Nathan C. Johnson, Bible Teacher. Today we are considering the word regarding false witness. In the ninth of the Ten Commandments, we read in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 16, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." I think this is a very important command and something very important for us to consider in our own lives and in our own walks with the Lord. False witness against your neighbor in many ways is the corresponding commandment to "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." Because as we discussed when we discussed that commandment, and when you take God's name in vain, you take God's name emptily. You say, God said this when he didn't, or God did this when he didn't. And so basically, taking God's name in vain many times means bearing false witness against God. But in this case, God is commanding us not to bear false witness against our neighbors. Now, I am reminded here of that parable that the Lord told in Luke chapter 10. When the man wanted to justify himself in Luke 10:29, said Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." And so Jesus taught here through this parable who our neighbor is. That it's just those around us. Those that we come in contact with, and we should treat them as neighbors. Certainly this Samaritan was a better neighbor than those who are maybe more closely related to this man. Now, this matter of bearing false witness against your neighbor is obviously important to God. And certainly not acting like the good Samaritan, the good neighbor. In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 11, the Lord repeats some of these commands when he says, "You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another." And really, that's basically what you're doing when you bear false witness against your neighbors, that you're lying, but particularly you're lying about another person, and you're usually lying to get that person in trouble. In the law, there was a very stiff penalty for bearing false witness against your neighbor. Very stiff penalty indeed. And we can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 15, where the Lord gives his law concerning witnesses. In Deuteronomy 19, verse 15, it says, "One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the matter shall be established." And of course, that was to eliminate the possibility of a false witness, because it was unlikely that 2 false witnesses or 3 false witnesses would tell the same story. Whereas, of course, 1 witness can make up a lie and get away with it. Then in verse 16 he says, "If a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both men in the controversy shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who serve in those days." And of course, the government in Israel was really God's government, because it was the government God had set up. So when you stood before the governmental rulers in Israel, you were really standing before the Lord. Now, I think while this is true, we should in no less way think that we are not standing before the Lord when we are perhaps on trial and standing and bearing witness against someone. We're not just doing that against the court of our country, but we're doing that before the Lord. So I think in that situation we should behave as if we were standing before the Lord. Yet, of course, we're not standing before the Lord's government like they would have been in Israel. Verse 18 it says, "And the judges shall make careful inquiry. And indeed, if the witness is a false witness, who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. You shall put away the evil from among you. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you." Now this is very interesting, that if one was found to be a false witness, he would be punished by receiving whatever punishment, if his witness had been accepted, if people had believed his witness, would have been meted out on the person he bore false witness against. I think in our own country, in our own government, that this would be a pretty good deterrent to many false witnesses and many of these ridiculous lawsuits and things like this that people want to bring just to try to get rich or just to try to falsely accuse someone they don't like. I think it would be good if we had a law like this, that a witness who was found to be false would have to pay the penalty that he thought to get the other person to pay against whom he bore this false witness. Certainly then people would hear about it and fear, and they wouldn't do such things again. Then he goes on to say, "Your eye shall not pity. Life shall be for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." Now here we have this whole idea of eye for eye. I think a lot of people repeat this phrase as if it's talking about petty vengeance. And of course that's ridiculous. That's not what it was talking about. Here, eye for eye has to do with this matter of false witness. If this witness wanted this other person's life to be taken, was witnessing against them something that would be capital punishment if he was accused of it, well then that false witness should die. If the penalty was to lose an eye, then the false witness should lose an eye. If the penalty was to lose a tooth, then the false witness should lose a tooth. If the penalty was to lose a hand, the false witness should lose a hand, and so forth. Now that's not to say that there were laws in Israel whereby people would be maimed if they broke them. But the point of this phrase is that everything should be equal here. And the witness should receive an equal penalty to what he thought to give to the one who he was bearing false witness against. So that's the point of eye for eye, not the idea of taking petty vengeance, but of meting out justice. And that's what this was about, justice. Now this is what the law said about bearing false witness. But what about today? What does God say today to us about how we should bear witness regarding our neighbors and how we should speak regarding our neighbors? Well, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25, the Lord has this to say to believers today. He says, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." So God wants us to put away lying. Don't be lying, not just when it comes to bearing false witness against someone in a trial, but don't be lying, period. Instead, be speaking truth with our neighbor. And consider that we're members of one another. Certainly if we're believers, we're members of one another. So he doesn't want us not only not to be bearing false witness in a trial, but just to be speaking truth with our neighbors, period. Here, Paul quotes from the Old Testament, from the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, and verse 16, where the Lord tells his people what he wants them to do. He says, "These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor. And do not love a false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says the Lord." So the Lord hates this sort of thing. Speaking falsely, not doing judgment, perverting judgment and justice. Speaking evil, or thinking evil against our neighbor, things we're going to do that will bring them calamity, loving a false oath, these are things that the Lord hates. Well, if the Lord hated them in the time of Zechariah, and if he hated them regarding his people Israel, he certainly hates them regarding us as well. So I believe that certainly, if we're ever bearing witness in a trial, we're ever bearing witness against someone else, against some wrong thing that they've done, that we should always speak the truth. We shouldn't bear false witness regarding others. Unfortunately, it seems that some people do this, not in the case of a trial, but in the case of doctrine and truth. Otis Sellers once said that some people seem to think that any wrong done to someone who disagrees with them doctrinally is the highest form of good. And unfortunately, that seems true. And sometimes that includes bearing false witness against people, saying false things about someone who disagrees with you doctrinally just to make them look bad. Certainly, that's not something that any believer should do. We should put away lying, like Paul said. We should speak truth with our neighbors. And we should not be bearing false witness.